howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Barbie didn't give me poor self-esteem about my body.
No, she
no,
didn't.
No, but what she did teach me is that you can't reattach a head after you pull it off the body.
So, never yeah, go
so,
back on.
So I did learn something from Barbie.
Yes, right. You did.
Barbie movie? Are you kidding me? Come on, man. All right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
That's right.
Yeah, I know you were standing in line.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To
right.
go oh, see oh, the right, Barbie yeah. premiere. Yes.
Well, you know, I was thinking of what Baxter was talking about, his daughter that had pulled a head off a Barbie doll and came up to him and said, "Hey, Dad, look, the whoreless headsman."
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
On Mercury, a day lasts 1,408 hours.
A whole day.
Yeah, just like every Monday on Earth.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah. Our toaster has two settings.
Yes.
Too soon and too late.
Too soon, too late. Yeah.
Right. That's like you have two choices for dinner.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, that was the way it was when we were growing
up. Yeah, if you're hungry, you'll eat.
Yep, that's right. Oh, today, I was a hero.
Oh.
Yep. I rescued some beer out of a trapped bottle.
No. Man, you need a medal.
Hero. Hero. Yes. Yeah. You never run out of things that can go wrong. Did you
Boy,
know that? That's a fact, yeah. You know, I wasn't mad, but now that you ask me seven times if I'm mad, yes, I'm mad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have that established.
Yes, all yes. right, there you go. All right, this text message is a little too harsh. I think I'll add LOL at the end.
Yeah, that'll make it all better.
You know, that's sarcasm right there, okay? Sarcasm is just a legal way to be mean.
Oh, yes.
That's just yes. it. All right.
Yes.
Albert Einstein said, "Gravitation cannot be held responsible for people falling in love."
Okay, well, I guess that's why he was the smart guy.
That's right, yeah. And the great philosopher Irma Bombeck.
Irma Bombeck.
Yeah, yes. Never go to a doctor whose office plants have died.
Oh, that's yeah. good
walk
advice.
Walk into their office, and if their plants are dead or they have plastic ones.
Yeah, yeah. Walk away.
Yeah, right. If they're plastic plants in a doctor's office, they're probably a plastic surgeon, right? Okay.
All
right. If nothing is impossible, is it possible for something to be impossible? Oh, crap.
Huh?
Yeah, what?
Huh?
All right. Yes. All right. Did you know that smiles are contagious?
Yes.
Be a carrier.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. Right.
Dude, go ahead and smile. Right. People wonder what you've been doing.
Yep. Life is like a very long TV show without a remote control.
Change it,
you can't fast forward through the commercials, right? A bald spot is like a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger it gets, the harder it is to cover
Boy,
up.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Finally, you just embrace it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go. I'm fine, yeah. I'm in desperate need of a six-month vacation.
6 months.
Twice a year.
Twice a year. Sign me up.
Yeah, right. I love my computer because all my friends live inside it.
They do?
Yeah, well, you need a life if that's true. Right.
There's the problem.
Rodney Dangerfield said, "My wife and I are happy. We're happy for 20 years. Then we met."
And then we met.
Got a great show coming at us this week,
okay.
Big fella. Chuck Pyle riding along with
yeah.
us. Deacon Dub. D.W. Grothy has some poetry. We have Ben Crane, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Riders in the Sky, but we're going to start with Wiley and the Wild West.
Yeah.
Hooves of the Horses.
the horses witching and sweet. Is the music earth steals from iron-shod feet. No whisper of lover, no trilling of bird can stir me as hooves of the horses have stirred. They spurn disappointment, they trample despair, and drown with their drum beats the challenge of care. With scarlet and silk for their banners above, they're swifter than fortune, sweeter than love. Of the nighttime, I hear them go by. Horses of memory thundering through, flashing white fetlocks all wet with the dew. When you lay me to slumber, no spot you can choose, but will ring to the rhythm of galloping shoes. And under the daisies, no grave be so deep for the hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep. For the hooves of the horses to sound in my sleep.
Oh yeah, now that is a great way to start out Clear Out West radio show.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, bet you hooves of the horses from Wiley and the Wild West. Hey, welcome.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, glad you're riding along with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't pick that up. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. You're killing me, Smalls.
Well, right. We kind of talked a little bit about this, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
When you are in the blacksmith shop.
Right.
And there's a piece of metal laying on the floor, you do not pick it up with your bare fingers.
Rule number one of the blacksmith shop.
Right.
All metal on the floor is hot.
It will burn hot. You.
Right. And now, I remember you were around Sam Forging, and you actually did that.
I did.
You did.
I did. Yeah. I forgot my own advice.
The cardinal rule.
Yeah.
Bent over to pick up a piece of metal that was on the ground, and...
I got burnt.
And it was burned.
Yeah, wow.
Right. Yeah, right. Don't pick that up. How many times have you said that to a child?
Well, I got another good story here.
Don't pick that up. Go ahead.
Well, you know, every ranch has its bone pile, right?
I've got this written down. Here we go. Okay, go ahead.
You know, we have, you know, cow skulls, horse skulls,
man.
And horse bones and cow bones.
And wildlife bones.
And wildlife bones and, in the bone
and
pile.
And bones and bones and bones, yeah.
Well, the grandkids, you know, walking around goes, Papa, what's that? Says, well, that's a dinosaur skull.
Yeah. Oh.
It is? Yeah. Well, Papa, what's that? That's a dinosaur bone.
Dinosaur.
You know, big old big bovine femur.
Yeah, right,
know.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's a dinosaur finger.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, yeah.
Well, can we take it home?
Yeah, well, sure.
Absolutely.
See, that's the joy of being a grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I have it?
Can
sure.
I, yeah.
Absolutely. I'll load it up for you.
They had that side by side loaded with bones.
And what did Mom and Dad think? Were they proud?
Well, I told them you can only take one.
Right.
So, of course, they picked the biggest ones.
Sure.
You
well,
know, the
yeah.
skull and the big old femur.
That's the one they want to take.
Yeah. So, I says, go put these in the car.
Yes.
Put it someplace where Mom can't see them. She was cleaning out the car. Where
what
did this
is
come
this
from?
And why do we have this? Oh, that's outstanding.
Good stuff.
I
right
love
there.
It.
Pick it up.
I took my grandbuddies to the shooting range the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were shooting 22s and blowing up little cans of soda pop and stuff like that, having a great old time. But they just loved walking around and picking up old cases.
All the brass.
They just, that was the best thing of the
yeah.
whole deal. Oh, yeah, shooting was fine, but going and finding all the cases and stuffing their pockets.
Look at this.
And this and that and the other. And like you said, their mother said, why did you let them bring all that stuff home?
Look at how much joy.
Yeah. Well, because I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't my house. It's going to your house.
It's going to your house.
That's right. Yeah. They also picked up some live rounds.
Oh, did they?
I'm going, holy
some
cow.
Duds,
are you
huh?
kidding me? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, in the trash.
In the trash.
We got to ditch out to a commercial.
Already?
Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, Riders in the Sky are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.